In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I sing a song of the saints of God, patient and brave and true, who toiled and fought and lived and died for the Lord they loved and knew. For the saints of God are just folk like me, and I mean to be one, too. I am curious, how many of you consider yourself to be a saint? I see one hand, and I see another hand. What is his name? Yes. What? Yes. Landon, he's going to be baptized today, and he has risen his hand already. Landon, you're going to hear a little more from me about you shortly. So I wonder what prevents most of you from raising your hand. Maybe because you haven't performed a miracle. You aren't dead. I'll say that again. You aren't dead. You feel you are not that important, or no one has nominated you to that lofty position. What impression do you have of what a saint is? I understand your reticence to identify yourself as a saint. I get that. But I want to offer a different perspective. I've had lots of saints in my life, and none of them has performed a miracle or is nationally recognized or been nominated. I want to tell you about one. His name was Tony. He worked at the Owings Mills Giant on Reisterstown Road in the 1980s. That was where I regularly shopped as a mother with two young children. His job was to help load groceries in the car. I don't know what initially drew me to Tony, an older African American, tall, thin, and bits of gray sprinkled in his aging hair. Maybe it was his sense of authenticity doing what he did, always with kindness and self-respect. It wasn't long before I and our kids, Will and Ann, came to know his name, and he ours. "I see Tony," one of them would yell out from their car seat as we would drive into the parking lot. As we walked into the store, one of them would say, "Hi, Tony." And he would respond, "Hi, Big Will. Hi, Pretty Annie." For a 2- and 4-year-old, Tony became their friend and part of our routine when we went to the Giant. It seemed Tony was always there when we were. If I had parked some distance from the store, Tony would stay with the kids in the cart while I went to get the car. I remember one time, I think Will was about 5 years old, when I noticed he had taken a pack of gum from the checkout lane and hid it in his pocket. Of course, as a mom, I was horrified. But Tony, watching my growing dismay, wisely said, "Miss Caroline, let me handle this." And he took Will aside, and they had a gentle chat. Will sheepishly handed Tony the pack of gum. To this day, I do not know what Tony said, but I knew instinctively that Bill and I did not have to bring it up again to Will. Tony had taken care of it. I suppose Tony and I were buddies for about 6 years. And then one day I was aware that I had not seen Tony for the last 2 weeks. I asked John, the Giant manager, if Tony had been put on a night shift. I remember his look of sadness. "No," he said. "Tony was diagnosed with cancer a month ago and died last week." My heart sank that someone with whom I and the kids had such a warm and respectful relationship had died, and we never got to say goodbye. It was hard to deliver the news to Will and Ann. You see, Tony was a saint in my life. His presence was unassuming, non-judgmental, unconditional, and so authentic. He would not consider himself important or having performed miracles or have a lofty position. He was simply a good soul that shared his humanity and heart with those around him. Out of curiosity, while writing this sermon, I emailed Ann, now age 34, and asked what, if anything, she remembered about Tony. Here is her answer. "Mom, of course I remember him. I remember he had a huge, bright smile and a big laugh, and he was always really sweet and polite and was just unfailingly positive and joyful." The current common perception of a saint now is a persona that exceeds normal human experience. Unfortunately, that perception has evolved and is not rooted in church origins. Historically, a saint was everyone that was in Christ. No one was left out. It is only the layering on of pomp and circumstance over the years that has altered that original theological truth. Each of us, every one of us here, has the opportunity to be a saint as we live in Christ. The author Michael Malone writes, "What makes a saint? If stars are the saints, then I'd say saints are people the light shines through. Not just the famous saints, but the everyday saints around the world. Light shines through them and illuminates what they see. The light goes right through them to what they love so that we can see its beauty too. They don't get in the way because they are still looking also." Today, our Redeemer family will receive 4 new saints through the sacrament of baptism. So would Landon Thomas Berlin, Madison Dorothy Berlin, Peyton Lee Cranick, Margot June Watts, and their parents please stand and face the congregation. I want to dedicate this moment to those 4 precious children of God so that we might absorb their traits of unconditional, non-judgmental, unassuming, and authentic sense of selves. I want us to receive them as the newest saints in our life. Through them, to remember the wisdom of wonder about our world. With them, to reimagine a sense of awe in each of us, and for them, to recommit to making this world more loving towards all people. You may sit down. This Sunday is referred to as All Saints Day. Not some saint's day, All Saints' Day. Shortly, we will read the names of all who have died this past year. Not some who have died, all. And each is considered a saint, just as you and you and you are considered a saint. This coming week, we will have the unique opportunity and obligation, each of us, to become saints to one another. We can reach out with kindness, gentleness, and open hearts to come together with love. Remember what Anne said about Tony: huge, bright smile, big laugh, always really sweet and polite, unfailingly positive and joyful. We can do this. We can do this. We can overcome the anxiety and tension. We can do this. I want to ask you the question I began with. How many of you now consider yourself a saint this week? Please rise. Amen.